You're listening to Vatican Radio.
Pope Francis is preparing to depart for the Italian hill town of Assisi, where he will participate in the conclusion of the World Day of Prayer for Peace. Chris Altieri is in Assisi ahead of the Pope's arrival. We go live to him now. Chris, what's the mood like there?
Good morning, Devin. The mood is, I would say, one of sober anticipation. This is a city that's seen a lot of history, and it is not the first time that the people of the city have hosted this particular event, the World Day of Prayer for Peace. So there's been a sort of a business-like sobriety, workmen working through the night without a lot of fuss, but with a great deal of diligence to put the final touches on the stage that's in the square before the lower basilica. And life has gone on very much according to the rhythms of the very serene and peaceful Pacific city that this is under the protection of its great Saint Francis. That said, there is a growing anticipation. You can almost feel it coming out of the stones of the city itself, awaiting the arrival of the Holy Father in just a few hours' time.
So a panel of discussion has been taking place in Assisi for the past 2 days ahead of the Holy Father's arrival. What's been the focus of those discussions?
Several panels, actually. There have been round tables, panel discussions, a whole series of events, several dozen small group sessions, some of which have focused on very straightforward and nuts and bolts reporting of the status of conflicts in particular areas and on taking a measure of the success of various peace-building and peacemaking endeavors. There have been looks at food security, ecology, stewardship of creation, poverty and social justice as keys to global peace and genuine security. One event that I was able to attend yesterday, though, looked at what we might describe as one of the locus classicus of peace and the role of religion in building peace and preserving societies in concord with one another. That was a panel discussion on terrorism. Terrorism denies God. Was the title and the theme of the presentation. It was on the misuse and abuse of religion in unworthy causes. One of the participants was Cardinal John Onaiyekan from Abuja, Nigeria. But it was a very, very frank and open discussion. I think the word for it would be bona fides, good faith. It was not an occasion on which to speak and hear platitudes. There was a genuine plurality of views, not all of them perfectly compatible with one another, but everyone listened respectfully and engaged, and I think proved by example that dialogue, genuine good faith conversation is possible even among people with vastly different views of things.
And so on that note, finally, Chris, just briefly, what, if anything, feels different about this iteration of the World Day of Prayer for Peace?
That's a very good question, because it is the 30th anniversary. The World Day of Prayer for Peace has, in a certain sense, therefore grown up. And the global challenges have changed to a certain degree. In 1986, we were at the height of the Cold War. So there was an ideological element to the challenges and the threats to peace under which the whole world was at the time laboring that were very much institutionally represented. That, to a great extent, has changed. But I think that the role of religion in public life throughout the world is something that is still very much up for discussion. And what we are dealing with now is an effort on the part of religious leaders, under the leadership of Pope Francis this time, and in the vision of Pope St. John Paul II, who called the first World Day of Prayer for Peace in Assisi, to show that the genuine and authentic spirit of religion, which is a response of human being to the prompting that it feels to seek out the divine source of its very being, is something that still can be and needs to be heard as a force for genuine peace.
That was Chris Altieri in Assisi awaiting Pope Francis' arrival later this morning.